Hi, Sunshine. I'm Natasha, your host for the Shine Online podcast and the founder of Soul Studio. In this conversational podcast, I interview the brightest entrepreneurs I know with the goal of empowering you to do business in a way that feels real to you. These conversations will bring you no fluff advice, honest discussions, and actionable strategies to help you shine online. There are so many bright brands in the online world, but there's always room for one more. Let's shine together. Welcome back to the show. So today we're going to be talking all about Instagram, because it's crazy to think that we are halfway through 2021, which felt like it was the perfect time to review what is currently working on the Instagram landscape and where to really focus your energy when it comes to the content that you're creating for your brand. So what I'm specifically going to be talking about is a lot of the key takeaways and announcements from Creator Week, which was hosted in June, basically to highlight creators, to share a lot of really fun announcements, and also to share some unique insights and tips around a lot of their most frequently asked questions. So that's what I'm going to be referencing for most of it. And then I'm also going to be just sharing some quick tips of things that I've found that have been performing really well on Instagram and where you might want to focus your energy. So before we dive in, today's episode is actually brought to you by Hot Instagram Summer, which is absolutely as fun as it sounds. It will be teaching you how to create strategic content on Instagram with ease. So essentially what it is a monthly masterclass series over the summer. So there's going to be a class in June, July, and August, and we're going to be covering some hot topics like content pillars, content batching, and how to boost your content engagement. So your ticket to Hot Instagram Summer will give you access to replays, unlimited replays, a workbook, live Q&A, giveaways, and so much more. So trust me, it won't be a boring masterclass. It's going to be a ton of fun, but also very value-packed. So if you're ready to save time planning and posting, you want to create more strategic and engaging content, and you are tired of stressing about what to post on the gram, be sure to grab your ticket in the show notes or at shinewithnatasha.com/summer. So let us dive right in. First things first, let's talk about the algorithm. I mean, oh my gosh, how can we not talk about the algorithm when we're talking about Instagram? I actually probably should say the algorithms, because this is one of the biggest takeaways that a lot of us got from Creator Week. And if you saw my live on Instagram where I kind of ranted about how they were super kind of general, generic about this, you'll know that I wasn't finding anything very like groundbreaking. It's kind of stuff that we already knew or kind of already figured out, but Instagram was confirming it, which is really exciting. So it really makes the algorithms seem like something we can use in our strategy strategically and make it make sense versus something really scary and that it's going to harm you. That is not Instagram's intention with how the algorithm works. Essentially, their goal with it is helping people see great content to keep them on the app longer. That's what the algorithm's job is doing. So it doesn't harm you if you know how to utilize it. So like I said, algorithms. So they basically said, with all these new types of content on Instagram and all these different surfaces or platforms, whatever you want to call them, they all have their own unique algorithm and how Instagram prioritizes content on all of them, basically to increase the chances more people will see your content and interact with them. So when it comes to one of the biggest things people hear is, do I have to be on all the platforms of Instagram, on feed, on live, stories, reels, IGTV? Yes, because there are these multiple algorithms. So if you're posting on all these different algorithms, you're a lot more likely to get in front of more people and get more interactions on your content. Consistency combined with using all five services of Instagram is going to be your best friend. And so I want to break down the algorithms specifically for like stories, reels, explore, so you can kind of get an idea on how they're different, but also quite similar. So a story specifically, this is really focused on not necessarily discovery, but more on creating relationships and kind of essentially friendship. So if Instagram thinks you're friends or family with someone, those are the people that are more likely to see your Instagram stories. So you'll probably notice if you go and have a direct message conversation with someone, or you go and comment on their content and they comment on yours, their little stories bubble is likely to be a lot closer to the front of your feed, which is a really great indicator that engagement, relationship building, that's really where you want to focus on stories and the people that you're specifically reaching. When it comes to actually reels, the big thing that I saw them talk about is not only content that was really entertaining, really fun, really creative, high quality, and kind of utilizing popular features like audio and music, but also just in general, the type of reels that got more interactions and more engagement and more views and all those types of things, those are more likely to kind of be prioritized and pushed out to get those types of viral types of views and reach and getting in front of more people. So one important note there is that, yes, you want to be focusing on how you can reach a broader audience with some of your reels, but that kind of starts with your internal audience. The more that your internal people are engaging with your reels, that is going to tell Instagram, this is a popular reel. Let's push it out to more humans. So one other thing I wanted to mention related to reels is they kind of debunked that they are prioritizing reels. I'm using a lot of air quotes and eye rolls that you can't see. But essentially what they're saying is that we're not prioritizing them. There's just more surfaces to discover reels on. So essentially what they're meaning here is that because there's not only the reels feed, but you can discover reels on stories, you could discover them on the feed, on the explore page. That's essentially why they are getting more engagement than other content. But also with how the algorithm works, Instagram wants to show people content that is doing the best. And they found that short form content is getting the most engagement. So that's why it's showing up more on our feed. So something to consider there with the Reels algorithm. And lastly, the explore page. So obviously this is like mainly for exploring or discovering new accounts, new content. So the explore page is mainly based on what are the interests or categories that Instagram thinks that you're going to be interested in, but also basically categorizing your content to push it out to the people that they think that they're going to be interested in. So this is kind of where really great comments and saves, but not only like categorizing and consistently posting about similar topics are really going to be your best friend. So I want to circle back to something that we've actually talked about on this podcast before, is like the three main categories of the algorithm. So this absolutely still stands and was really reiterated by a lot of the notes that Instagram said with all these algorithms insights. So basically, you have the interest factor. So there's three main factors. Interest is one of those. So these are basically the categories of contents that they think you're like or you're interested in. Timeliness is basically how quickly people interact when you post. So when you post content, people are interacting, they're commenting, they're engaging, they're sharing. The quicker people do this when you post, the more likely that post is going to be pushed out to more people. And then the last factor, so we have interest, timeliness, and then we have relationships. So this is if Instagram thinks you are friends or family with an account. So for business owners, this might not actually be actual friends and family, but it's going to be the followers that you are engaging the most with on both sides of the end. So breaking that down again, interest is kind of Instagram's gathering that information about your posts, about your accounts. So that's why it's really important to consistently post about the same categories or to have really clear content pillars. And then the other thing is related to, you know, that relationship factor, and that is kind of your activity or your history with someone. So that's why it's really important to make sure you're intentionally engaging with your internal audience and focusing your content on them first and foremost, because they are going to be the people that are going to elevate your content and push it out to more people just by how they're interacting with it. So hopefully those gave you some really great insights on how to focus on different parts of your content strategy to really leverage the algorithm to your benefit. So now I want to talk a little bit about Instagram Live badges and the newest announcement, which are badge milestones. So badges essentially are kind of like tipping your favorite people that you follow while they're going live. So it's really just a few dollars depending on how many like little badges or hearts that you buy while they're live streaming. And it's a really great way essentially to incentivize people to use lives and make a little bit of money doing so. What I discovered is badges one day just showed up on my account. So I set it up with my PayPal. I gave them kind of some information and it was super easy. If you don't have them yet, my theory is I've seen a lot of different things mentioned, but it doesn't seem like it's limited to a certain account type or size, but I think it might roll out more fast to people that are already using lives essentially. But if you go into your settings, if you go into your professional dashboard in Instagram and you go to badges in your settings, that is kind of where you'll find the details. So while badges are already doing their thing, I've seen a few people utilizing them. What is really interesting is Instagram is actually incentivizing us to turn on your badges and go live. So there's essentially three different milestones that you can hit, and you can make up to $1,250. That is, $1,250 just by going live. And essentially what you have to do is there's different milestones. So the first milestones, you get $100 and you just have to go live for 15 minutes. And then there's another milestone where you have to go live with another account for 30 minutes. And then after that, and that one's for $150. And then after that, you can go live multiple times. And as long as you're going like weekly, you can make $250 alive or $200 alive. I don't remember off the top of my head. But really insane. So if you have badges, start doing that. Once you just go live and you turn on your badge, you'll automatically start kind of tracking to knock off those milestones. So I have the article and details linked on these milestones in the show notes if you want to read more about it. But if you have badges, absolutely get your coin, get some extra dollars. I've already gotten my first milestone and it's definitely incentivizing me to use lives and badges more. And if you don't have them, I would say just be patient and start going live anyway, because I think this is a very obvious sign that Instagram wants us to be using more lives and more badges. So the last thing I want to mention related to all the Creator Week announcements and exciting things is basically the affiliate program and shops for creators. So there's basically two announcements here. So the first thing is that they are creating a native affiliate program inside Instagram. So essentially influencers, creators, any type of account that is sharing maybe a recommendation, a link, a product that they like, they can make an affiliate percentage or like a commission percentage, basically compensated for any sales that are made through that link via Instagram. So essentially this is something that has already been happening. I mean, I have affiliate links via Amazon and other products that I enjoy, but now it's going to be a lot easier to just do it directly within the Instagram account. So you'll be able to actually tag those products, whether it's on your stories or your feed, but you'll also be able to earn that commission on any sales that you drive from your content. So very, very cool. And then the other feature along with this is actually shops for creators. So we all know that businesses that have products, they can set up shopping so they can tag their products on their feed. And it's really easy to shop in guides, on your profile, on your content. But now they're setting this up for creators as well. So this essentially was created for selling like your own merch, your own merchandise line as an influencer, as a creator. This can either be done by your own product line that's already created or by linking your account with the four merchandise partners that Instagram said that they partner with. So I want to break down why does this matter, because maybe some of you listening are creators, you are influencers, but a lot of you are probably business owners and you're like, what does this have to do with me? So what it really has to do is that Instagram is really focusing on influencers. And influencers, no matter what platform you're on, whether it's YouTube, TikTok, whatever it is, they essentially run the platform and they dictate not only how people consume content and what is trending, but also how brands are creating and where they're spending their money and who they're partnering with and who essentially is creating the content and marketing for them. So whether you follow influencers, whether you use influencers for your own business, or you don't do any of those, when we see what is trending and what Instagram is essentially prioritizing with influencers, that is a really great indicator of where we want to spend our own energy. And even if you're not an influencer, quote unquote, you can still get your coin by doing these things, which is something that I definitely utilize as one of my income streams. I think what Instagram's really trying to do is if they can differentiate themselves from platforms like TikTok and YouTube of being a place that's really easy to make money, that is what they're focusing on to keep more influencers here and keep Instagram as like the top influencer destination, which I definitely think that it is. I think that TikTok's kind of trying. I think that YouTube is definitely up there in comparison, but just some really interesting insights and really exciting things to test out. So if you want any of the insights, like the articles on this, the announcements, I'm going to link those in the show notes. But I know there's a lot of information there. So if you need to tap back, take some notes, it's definitely going to be beneficial for you to stay in the know on what happened during Creator Week, why does it matter, how do the algorithms work, and kind of what are some extra ways you can make some money on Instagram. So I want to wrap things up by talking about the other trends on Instagram that I've really started to notice and why they matter for you, why they work as a small business, a brand, a creator, an influencer, whatever it is that you're doing on Instagram. So the first thing I've noticed is I know we talk a lot about like stories and lives and reels. So that really brings up the question of, does posting on the feed even matter? Yes, it absolutely does. But when I'm posting on the feed, my focus is always going to be carousels over static posts. So a carousel essentially is a multiple photo, video, graphic post. So instead of just one photo, it's going to be five photos or two photos or graphics or whatever it is. The reason why this is working really well is because people are spending more time on that post. Not only are they swiping through the different photos or visuals, but they also are then going to go into the comments, they're going to save it, they're going to share it. There's so many different ways that this is being done, whether it's kind of on the inspirational side, whether it's like little tweet graphics or quotes, or if it's done with just different photos or videos of one thing, like for photographers or product-based businesses, or for education. I feel like that's the biggest way that you've probably seen it done. And I've noticed that whenever I do a carousel, it gets like so many more saves and shares and engagement than my other pieces of content. So definitely a really easy thing you can do for your feed is instead of having it be one image, try to make it multiple. Another thing that I've really noticed is that music is really taking over how Reels are performing on the Reels feed. Two reasons why I've seen this, why this is true, why this is happening is if you pull up your Reels feed right now, chances are I'd say like 90% of the Reels you're going to see are using music or an original audio, or they are repeating, like you're going to hear the same music and the same audio over and over again. So kind of how on TikTok, how music really dictates how people consume and create, that's starting to become more and more the case on Reels. It kind of wasn't that way when it first came out, but now it's really becoming that way. And a big way that we've seen this being focused on by Instagram is the weekly trend report. So they've been posting on their feed, but also on their blog, their creator blog, essentially what are the trending audios that you should use. So they're making it very easy and very apparent that by using those musics, by using those trending audios, even if you don't like them, they're going to be a lot more likely to get your content performing a lot better. So really easy ways to do this is you can just do it in the background. You can do your own trend or spin on it, or you can even mix your audios. So if you pull up music, you can actually reduce the sound of the music playing so you can still get that kind of viral reach from it, but you could still be talking, doing a voiceover, things like that. So just a really simple thing you can do is if you see an original audio, so let's say you don't have music, but you see an original audio on your feed, someone using it, definitely utilize those. Or if you have music and you see people using the same old song, I definitely would recommend utilizing it for your brand, just putting your own unique spin on it. One other thing is story stickers. So this is kind of not a new one, but I've noticed the more and more that I use stickers very strategically, very intentionally throughout my Instagram stories, the more engagement and views and retention I'm going to get. So this kind of goes back to when we were talking about the stories algorithms, is relationships is huge with stories. So the more people are interacting with your stories, the more likely they're going to see them in the future, but also you're getting the goal mind of having relationships, direct messages with your ideal clients. And the last trend, which we've already kind of touched on, is lives. I've noticed that lives have become probably one of my favorite ways to create and share for so many reasons. Not only I feel like it's really great for connecting with your audience, if you're a coach, if you're an educator, if you're a speaker, if you're a podcaster, it's also really great for collaborating and, you know, really engaging with other audiences, because now you can go live with up to 3 other people. So you can kind of have like a panel feel, more conversational. And then I also find that just like the more casual lives have been doing well. So if I'm just twisting my hair or off the cuff, I have like an idea that I want to go live about, or even the more planned ones where maybe I'm doing a Q&A or a rant or a training. But essentially, I found that all of those types of lives have just been such a great way for my account to grow, for me to really serve my internal audience really well. And what's really great about lives is we've talked about wanting to be on different parts of Instagram. So you want to be on IGTV, you want to be on lives. And what I found is that if you go live and you share it to IGTV, share it to your feed, you're essentially making one piece of content that is going to circulate on so many different algorithms, essentially on Instagram. So if you're not using lives, if the badges and milestones didn't entice you enough, definitely consider how you can utilize lives in your content schedule, whether it's weekly, whether it's monthly, whether it's a huge focus. I think you're going to see so many benefits from live streaming. Whew, okay, that was a lot related to Instagram. So that is all for today's episode. Hopefully it was really helpful and gave you some good starting points of places you can maybe improve your content strategy, new things you can add in, or just kind of debunking a lot of the things you've wondered about the Instagram algorithm. If you need kind of a kick in the butt related to your Instagram goals for the rest of 2021, be sure to join Hot Instagram Summer. The link is in the show notes to grab your ticket for the value-packed 3-part masterclass series. It's going to be kicking off super soon for the first live class, and you'll also be able to get replay access. So go click that link in the show notes or at shinewithnatasha.com/summer, and I cannot wait to see you there. Be sure to get hot Instagram summer ready. That is all for today's episode. I will see you in the next one. Bye. Thank you so much to today's expert guest for joining us. If you want to connect with today's guest or check out any of the important links mentioned in the show, I've linked the details in today's show notes. Join the conversation at #TheShineOnlinePodcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating if you love what you've heard today. We really appreciate it and it helps support our show. Remember, regardless of where you're at in your entrepreneurship journey, there's always room for your biz to shine. I'll see you next time.